And I'm here with Marie Trout today here on Blues in the Afternoon. And Marie, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the Walter Trout benefit concert and the organ donor awareness that's going to be happening.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
First, bring us up to date on how Walter is doing. He had the transplant at the end of May.
Yes, Walter had his transplant on Memorial Day. We kind of say that, you know, we have a new Memorial Day hero, which is the donor who gave his organs so several people could live, among them Walter. And he's recovering. It takes some time to recover after a liver transplant, especially because Walter spent many months before waiting for it. And so there's a lot of weakness and, you know, the body needs to rebuild. But we're so thrilled he got the transplant and he's on the mend.
And you were telling me the symptoms started showing up about a year before he was able to get the transplant.
Yeah, all of a sudden he was on stage in the Netherlands and his legs swelled up to 3 times their normal size and his abdomen got really huge. And he was like, I didn't eat that much, I don't think. You know, he couldn't really figure out what was going on. And it turns out it was the end-stage liver disease, liver failure that was starting to creep in on him. And he continued touring throughout that year and was signed up for a liver transplant during that time and kept just getting weaker and weaker.
So he's been off the road, obviously, for the last year and for the time being with his recovery. So there's a loss of income here for both himself and the band, his backing band. And that's part of what this tribute concert is about, is to raise funds for Walter and the band, and also with the organ donor awareness. There is actually, it's been a tour, hasn't it? It's gone on for over a month now, and this is the final stop in, I did a count here, 15 states in 30 days, 26 shows, and a stop in Canada as well. Pretty amazing.
There you go. That's life on the road for you.
And it's all been about organ donor awareness and...
Yeah, and it's been about creating a way for the band to continue to have an income. You know, we're like small business owners everywhere. When the boss is, you know, not able to be in his normal capacity, it ripples. It has a ripple effect for many people around him. And for the band, all of a sudden, they couldn't tour in their normal capacity. So we came up with this idea and brought in a great guitar player from England who is not very well known in the States, but who is considered a real capacity in Europe, very, very well known. And we came up with this idea of doing Walter's music with this British guitar player. And also our oldest son, John Trout, is going to be fronting the band as well. So they've had a lot of fun with that.
And that guitarist is Danny Bryant?
That's right.
That's right. Okay. And John Trout, of course, up-and-coming guitarist on the scene. And this show is happening on Sunday, August 31st, heading into, it would be Labor Day weekend. It's on the River City Star at Miller's Landing, 151 Freedom Park Road in Omaha. The gates open at 2. Music from 3 to 10, possibly later with an all-star jam. Tell us about some of the folks that are going to be on the bill.
Wow, it's going to be quite the event. I mean, this has grown in size to be really quite phenomenal. There's going to be 11 bands on 3 different stages. And, of course, headlining is Walter's band with Danny Bryant and John. But there's also going to be Brad Cordell Band. Curtis Salgado is coming in, and he is going to, you know, do a set. And, you know, he was also somebody who was helped here in Nebraska. We came from California to get Walter the liver. Curtis came from Oregon to get a liver. And so he's going to also talk about his experience and his love for Omaha at giving him the second chance at life. There's going to be the Lou DeLuca Band. We're going to have Brandon Miller and Nick Schnabelin from Trampled Underfoot. And then, of course, there's going to be 5 Blues Ed bands also on their own stage. So we're going to, you know, really play all up the theme also of the tradition in the blues of having the old master and his apprentices and bringing this music, this kind of real music into the younger generation is going to be a feature as well, because Danny Bryant has actually been a protege of Walter's. He met Walter when he was a very young kid and had his life changed around by this music that just blew him away. And Walter has been his mentor for all those years. So there's that element too.
Well, there's a lot of sponsors for this concert, Playing with Fire, of course. We know them here for their many years of doing shows and working with various nonprofits around the Omaha area and the Blues Society of Omaha and Donate Life Nebraska. Tell us about their involvement here with the organ donor awareness programs.
Well, for us, you know, organ donation has become such an important cause. And, you know, there are a lot of medical causes out there that are trying to raise awareness and raise funds. But really what it comes down to for organ donation is not so much a lack of funds as it is just a lack of people signing up to be organ donors, to check that box when they sign up for their license or just go on an organ donor site and sign up. It takes 2 minutes. And it's interesting because 80% of Americans really believe that being an organ donor is a great idea. You can, you know, out of loss, you can give life, the gift of life to somebody who needs it desperately. And only 57% have not yet signed up. So there's this huge discrepancy where it's just, yeah, this is a good idea. I'll get to it later. So it's solely about raising awareness. So we have invited Donate Life Nebraska to come down and have a booth. And we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of this cause and just have, they have a booth set up with a beanbag toss. And, you know, if there are some kids there, they can have fun with that. And you can sign up right then and there and learn a little bit more about this all important cause, because any one of us could have a loved one at any time who's going to need a new kidney or a new liver or a new heart. And the wait is excruciating.
I saw a staggering statistic just the other day when doing some research for this. It's nearly 450 people in Nebraska alone are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant.
Yes.
And nationally, you gave me a number before yeah. we went on the air here. What was that?
Well, there's just under 80,000 people on the active waiting list right now. And that wait is excruciating. Most of those people are in bed, many of them in a hospital, many of them just every day, they don't know if they're going to make it. We just lost a man here in Nebraska, a 49-year-old man with three kids. He was on the waiting list and didn't get a liver in time. This is a serious issue, and it has very, very easy solution. So,
and we were talking also before the interview about Walter's recovery, and it isn't just the transplant. It's time after the transplant it takes to recover and get yourself back in balance again.
Right. Right. Yeah. Because you've been, I mean, what would happen to you if you had to lay down for 5 months? You know, the muscles go away, you know, you get unaccustomed to eating and to using your body. And then on top of that, you're deathly ill. So once a new organ comes in, everything does reset, but it takes a long time and a lot of training and a lot of effort. And that's a direct function also of that long wait, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a big show that's happening on Sunday, August 31st. It's at it's on the River City Star at Miller's Landing, 151 Freedom Park Road in Omaha. Gates open at 2 o'clock, music from 3 to 10. Plenty of star attractions here. Danny Bryant leading the band along with John Trout. Curtis Salgado is going to be there. Brad Cordell Band, also Brandon Miller, Lori Morvan Band. The list goes on and on. We touched upon that earlier. But again, give us the website to purchase tickets for that event.
Yeah, the best place to get some information is at playingwithfireomaha.net. And if you're interested in the cause of organ donation and want to sign up, you can also go to donatelifenebraska.com. And they also have a link right there on their page to this event. So either one of those websites are a good resource.
Well, we want to thank you, Marie, for coming in and sharing with us all this information about this incredible benefit concert to benefit Walter Trout and his band and to raise awareness for organ donation. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.